Today we're beginning lesson number 75. We're in the sixth topic of Parshas Lech Lecha about the Bris, the circumcision. We're in Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17. We're going to learn Psukim Vav to Tes 6 to 9 in the Simonim Tanakh. We're on page 22. V'hifreisi oscha b'ma'od me'od unesaticha ligoyim umlochim mimcha yetzeyum. Vakimos yes brisi beni uveinecho uvein zaracho acharecho ledorasam levrisolam lios lecha leilohim ulezaracho acharecho vinosati lecha lezaracho acharecho eseres migurecho eis koleretz kenan lachuzas oilam vayisi lohem leilohim. Vayomer Elohim El Avraham Veato Esprisi Sishmor Ato Vzaracho Acharecho Ledorosam. Let's look at the Psukim inside, Pasuk Vav. Even though Hashem will be asking Avram to make a Bris Milah, Avram may think that this will weaken him in terms of being able to be a fruitful person. So Hashem says, Vihi Freisi O Soch, I will make you fruitful. Bimod Maod, very, very much. And not just a lot of people all over the place, but Unesaticho Ligoyim, I'll make you into having more nations, which are more focused and unified, but even more than just nations, but Umelochim and kings, Mimcha Yitze, will come from you. So very focused civilizations will come from you. And this is going to include, as we'll see later, much more than just the descendants of Yitzchak and Yaakov. There's descendants of Esav and other descendants. Now Hashem is going to describe the specialness of this bris, where it's going to be a long-term bris. V'hakimosi, and I will set up es brisi, my covenant, beini uveincha, between me and between you, uvein zaracha acharecha, and between zaracha, your children, acharecha, after you, ledorosam, for their generations, libris olam, for an eternal covenant. And it will be so eternal and so strong. Lios lecha, I will be for you, leilohim, for a God, ulezaracha, and for your children acharecha, after you. In other words, the connection between Hashem and Avram and his descendants will be so strong that God will not just be called God, but he'll be called the God of Avraham, as well the God of Yitzchak, the God of Yaakov, the God of the Jewish people. So when we talk about God, one of the adjectives of God is the God of these people. That shows how close that relationship will be and how long it will be. Ches, v'nasati lecha ulezaracha acharecha, and I will give for you and for your children afterwards, es eretz megurecha, the land in which you were a ger, a stranger. I will give it to you now, es kol eretz Canaan, the entire land of Canaan, lachuzas olam, for an eternal olam, eternal inheritance, v'hayisi lohem, and I will be for you, leilohim, for a God. Pasuk tes, vayomer Elohim al Avram, and Hashem says to Avram, now what about your side of the deal? Vato, and you es brisi sishmor, my covenant you shall guard. He's beginning to talk about the fact there's going to have to be a bris milah made, and you have to protect that covenant. Ato you, v'zaracho acharecho, and your children after you, lidoro sum, for their generations. Question number one, targem v'hifresi, translate the word v'hifresi, means I will make you fruitful. Two, ma hiftiach Hashem al kama amim yetzu me'avram, what did Hashem promise about how many nations will come from Avram? He said there'll be many, many nations coming from Avram. Three, Aim rak amim yetzu me'avram o gam melochim, will nations only come from Avram or also kings? Kings will also come. Four, targem v'hakimosi. What does the word hakimosi mean? Set up. Setting something up for long term. Five, targem translate lidoro, some for their generations. Six, eze yachas. What relationship, mavtiach Hashem, does Hashem promise beino levein zarah shel Avram, between himself and the descendants of Avram? An eternal relationship is described. Seven, lekamas man, for how long, yayichus miyuchad bein Hashem ubein zarah shel Avram, how long will there be a special relationship between Hashem and the descendants of Avram? Forever. Eight, targei migurecha. Migurecha means in which you were a stranger. 9. Ha'im b'shas shinu yishmo shel Avraham. L'Avram, when at the time when Hashem changed the name of Avram for Avram, ha'ya Avram toshav oger, was Avram considered a resident or a stranger b'eretz Canaan, land of Canaan? He was considered a stranger, was eretz megurecha. 10. Ma hivtiach Hashem l'Avram l'gabi kinyano b'eretz Canaan. What did Hashem promise Avram regarding his acquisition of the land of Canaan? It would become an achuzas olam. 11. Targem la'achuzas. La'achuzas means for an inheritance. It will be, and what did Hashem promise? It would be an eternal inheritance. 12. L'kama zman hivtiach Hashem l'Avram b'onav eretz Canaan. For how much time did Hashem promise for Avram his children in the land of Canaan? Le'olam, eternally. 13. Amim Avram ha'yitzarach lasos masa b'gufo b'vris olam l'eretz Canaan me'Hashem. Does Avram need to do a specific action on his body to merit liskos b'vris olam l'eretz Canaan, to merit the eternal covenant and for the land of Canaan from Hashem? Yes, he has to do something. 14. Amim rak Avram atzom mitztave lasos b'vris b'yisrael. Is Avram alone commanded to do something? No, it's something that his children must do as well. Let's look at the Pesukim again, Pasuk Vav. V'ifreisi oscha b'mod me'od nesaticha l'goyim u'malachim mimecha yetzeyu v'akimos yesbrisi b'ini u'v'einecho u'v'ein zaracho acharecha l'dorosam l'risolam li'os l'cha l'elohim l'zaracha acharecha v'nesati l'cha l'zaracha acharecha eis eretz megurecha. Eis kol eretz Canaan lachuz asolam v'hoyisi lohem le'elohim v'yoymer Elohim el Avraham v'ato esprisi sishmor v'ato v'zarecho acharecho l'dorosam. Please spend a few minutes going over today's lesson and some time going over yesterday's lesson as well. Have a great day.